Public Speaking Skills A. Exercise 1B. Page 29.
Hello, everyone. My name's Mark Oliver. I'm the College Careers Advisor, and I'm going to tell you how to get an interview. Not a job. I see you're wondering why. But to get a job, you have to get an interview. And to get an interview, you have to send in a good CV, or resume, as the Americans call it. There are three main areas to a CV. Education, work experience, and the personal section, or hobbies and interests, or whatever else it can be called. So, let's look at them in turn. Education appears first on a CV because it's the most important. If you don't have the knowledge they're looking for, your CV will go straight onto the reject pile, and the recruiter needn't read any further. Think about it. If they're looking for an engineer, and you studied law, for instance, it doesn't matter how hard you're willing to work, you won't get an interview. That's an extreme example, but you get the picture. Assuming you have the qualifications, try to show what makes you more desirable than the other candidates, 90% of whom will have an identical qualification to you. So, you're a candidate for a job at a bridge-building company, say, and perhaps your engineering degree included a paper on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. If so, emphasize it. Second, work experience. Now, for many graduates, this area is a bit light, and they tend to put everything down there from their job delivering pizzas while at university to the lawns they used to mow for neighbors after school. Which is all very well, but is it relevant? Yes, it shows you are a hard worker, but to make a CV stand out, there should be something in each of the jobs you mention that is related to the job you're applying for. Otherwise, the important parts get lost in the mass of detail. Finally, hobbies and interests, or that bit at the end that everyone rushes through when they're nearly done. And this is where they make their biggest mistake. This is the section that colors you in, that brings out your individual lines. Imagine you have traveled all over Southeast Asia, and your recruiter is a Singaporean. It's also a good way to show your soft skills, which are hard to highlight on a CV. Playing football shows you're a team player, for example, whereas mountaineering emphasizes your individuality and determination. So in closing, a good CV will never land you the job, but a bad one will guarantee you don't even get the chance to make your case at an interview. In this highly competitive job market, every word that you put on that piece of paper is important to your future. Now, are there any questions?